News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
So the Aer Lingus College Football Classic is taking place on the 29th of August, 2026. Texas Christian University and the University of North Carolina both going to be playing in Lansdowne Road on that date. And on the North Carolina team, likelihood is that their punt kicker will be Adam McCann Gibbs. Adam will be making his college football debut. What makes this unusual is that Adam is from Newry. There's not many people playing college football who originated in Newry, I would have thought.
No, I'd say there's very little.
How did you get into it?
How I would have got into it is there's an amazing organisation called Leader Kicking that sort of go about the Isle of Ireland holding open sessions. I would have went out to one of them about 2 years ago now. It would have been 2 years ago in May. And so you go to a session, sign up or whatever, and they sort of evaluate you and see sort of your raw abilities and how you kick the ball. And I went to that, had trained there for 2 years, and had went to the States maybe about 4 or 5 times with them. And just that's how my journey started now.
And your sporting background was what?
So I played Gaelic football and played soccer as well, so...
How have you found because I suppose the difference is you are kicking the ball an awful lot less in football than you would have been in Gaelic games, but the pressure is, for each of those kicks, they really, really matter.
Oh, definitely. Like, I haven't played in a game yet, but then in practice we'll sort of emulate like the atmosphere, the fans that are going to bring, and like the pressure is a lot, but you sort of have to take it into your stride and like use it to your advantage.
And am I right in saying that the current coach for North Carolina is Bill Belichick?
Correct, yes.
Who, for people who mightn't be big American football fans, he is sort of he's the GOAT. He is the legend.
He is the guy. Like, that's the best way to put it into words.
This is the New England Patriots coach who took them to multiple Super Bowl victories, now coaching in college football. Have you dealt with him much, or are there layers of management?
Obviously, there's layers of management, but like, we'll deal with him sort of on a team basis, maybe once a day. So we'll have meetings and he'll be up there and he'll talk about sort of the daily objectives or like process, what we want to do. So like, we'll sort of deal with him on a team basis. On a personal basis, I'll just deal with my like kicking coach. So that's Coach Billy Miller. So he's been great.
How significantly different is the American approach to kicking in football versus the Irish approach to kicking in GAA?
Yeah, it's like, first thing, the pressure, as you mentioned, that's a lot. But like, whenever you're kicking Gaelic football and soccer, you're kicking that ball maybe 100, 150 times a game. And in football, in like a practice, you'll maybe only get 6 kicks. Like, so you have to make every single kick count, which is a lot of pressure. But again, you have to just take it in your stride.
And there are games, of course, I mean, not on punting, but on field goals. There are games where the entire thing hinges on your field goal kicker being able to actually land it and win. Things that have $1 billion implications, never mind just the pride of the victory.
Yeah, like, they'll sit there and play a game and guys will be crashing into each other for 60 minutes and it'll literally all come down to one kick, which is, it's a lot. And you've seen it, obviously, with Charlie Smith this year against, I can't remember who it was against, but, like, literally came down to him kicking it. And, obviously.
And what's your aspiration? Will you finish college, come back, return to the GAA, or do you have NFL in your sights, or is it too early to tell?
Probably at the minute I'm just sort of focusing on my like short goals and short process, so like obviously just focusing on trying to play in college, but like long-term aspirations is definitely get to the NFL, succeed and have a great career, but focusing on the short term now.
So 26th of August 2026, that's Saturday. The likelihood is that you will be punting for North Carolina against Texas Christian University in Lansdowne Road. Is that I assume that's going to be your first time playing there?
Definitely. I definitely didn't think maybe 2 years ago that if I was ever going to play at the Aviva Stadium, that it would be American football. I maybe thought I would have been playing a bit of soccer or even rugby. But American football was definitely not on my radar.
Are you looking forward to it?
Definitely. One of the biggest things is seeing like the fans, which is like, that's going to be great. Sort of seeing your own community, people from Ireland, even people from like Europe coming over. And that's going to be amazing because the game, it's international now. It's not just in America, which is, it's great to see.
Lastly, before we wrap up, have you any injury concerns? Because if somebody does get through the defensive line and gets to you, some of these guys are 7 feet, 300 pounds. They're units.
They are huge. I'll tell you that. But no, like our guys have been like great on like our line, like blocking or whatever, and sort of, you don't really have that thought in your head. Your thought is just to get the ball and just like kick it and flip the field.
Well, best of luck and hope the career in both college football and beyond that goes well. That is Adam McCann-Gibbs, who's the University of North Carolina punter, who's hopefully going to be punting at that college football classic on August 29th this year.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.